greet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori Nimras Sheyichyu, Rafuas Ruth Victoria, Bas Tehila Rovida. We are continuing previous shir. We saw the Gemara in Maseches Menachas Mem Hamad Aleph. It says in Yecheskel Mem Dal Vamad Aleph, Kol Nevela V'Trefim and Ofim and Abim Le'yachel Yochli O'Kohanim. Kohanim are not allowed to eat Nevelas and Trefis. The Gemara Menachas says, Kohanim are not allowed to eat Israel and are allowed to. What's the Pasuk telling us? Nobody's allowed to eat Nevelas and Trefis. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Eliyahu is going to darish in this parish in the future what it means. Ravina says, no, it's needed to tell us about Kohanim. Because you might think that since we allow them to eat a bird that was killed by Malika, the nail of the Kohen, it's not proper Shechita. So in the same way, they're also permitted to eat a nevela and a treifa, come much from the pasuk that they're not. So in the previous shir, we saw one mahalach to explain this Gemara, now we're going to go in a different mahalach. Again, based on the Torah said by the Heintige Satmar Rebbe, Shlita and Parshas Emor, 21 years ago, the question that we'd like to deal with is, why does Rabbi Yochanan like Ravina's Pshat? As Ravina said, that it's telling us that since Kohanim are allowed to eat a bird that was Malikud, they're also allowed to eat Nevel and a Treva, Kamashmal, that they're not. So why does Rabbi Yochanan not like that? So we can say as follows. We have to be Makdim Kushi Se'olam, asked by the Beis She'arim in Arachayim Reish Choftes, and by the Ostrotzer and the Meir Eini Chachomim in Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadi Beis, on Ravina. They ask Kasha and Ravina that it says in Meseches Chulin and Av Kuf Chof Himches HaChelev Ugma'o Chayev, that if a person melts down Chelev and then drinks it, he's Chayev. Frakti Gemara, it says Achila, Achila Ksiva by Chelev, it says you're not allowed to eat Chelev. And if he melted it down, that's drinking. And it's the Gemara Reish Lakish, Amar Kor Nefesh Rabbis Eshoise. It says Venechash Nefesh Achelus Mea Mea, so that includes somebody who drinks it. Rashi nefesh mashma kol davar hamiyashiv daito shel adam vafilu shaisa. Any that's miyashiv, a person's das, and that includes shtiyah. Tanya nami ligabi chometz kai gavna. So we learn the same thing by chometz. Himcho v'gamei gumo im chometz hu onish kares. If he melts down chometz, he's onish kares. Pasuk says nefesh by shmos yid beis tesvav l'rabos is hashaisa. Tanyanami legabe nevela soiftar, kai gavna, mkheyu ba'ur, tome. It also says legabe nevela soiftar, kai gavna, mkheyu, if a person takes the basar of a nevela sa'of and he melts it with fire, it's still tome. Even though there's no nevelas of that's metame b'maga or b'masa, touching it or carrying it, but there's a din mechudish by nevelas of Torah that if a person eats it, he becomes tame. And the tum is b'tach beis habliya. The Rambam says in Abbas HaTum Gimel Aleph. So she says here in the Gemara, if he melted the b'sbasa or nevelas of Torah and then he drank it, he's tame. V'im v'chamatar, but he doesn't get tumah, if he melts it in the sun, if he melts it with fire and he drinks it, so he's tummy. But if he melts it in the sun and he drinks it, then he's tar. And the Gemara says, Vitzrichi. And you need all the cases. In other words, we have three cases of gemiyah, that if it's melted, it has a din of oichel. That shtiyas ka'achila, you have the case of chelev, you have the case of chometz, and you have the case of nevela seiftar. So you need all three. Dikas of rachmana chelev chometz, rak viser chelev chometz lasamina. We wouldn't know chometz from chelev. Shkan loser shlash kshas kosher, because chelev is more chamor, because there was never a time that it was mutter. Mashiach came chametz before Pesach, it was mutter. So memele, you can't learn chametz from chelev. Nevela lo asimine, wouldn't know from nevela to be mitami ben nevela if it was melted. Shkanan was kares, because you can't learn nevela from chelev, because chelev is kares, more chamor. V'yikosav chametz, if it just would have said chametz, then you wouldn't learn chelev from there. Shken loter mechlalo. There's never a heter for chametz, but chelev is mutter when it comes to a chaya. You're allowed to eat the chelev of a chaya. Nevela asimene, you can't learn nevela from chametz, because it could be that dafka chametz shken anush karis, more chametz anush karis, hashen ken nevela. Vi kasev rachmana nevela, just would have said the dim legabi nevela. Half asimene, I wouldn't have learned chelev and chametz, shekain mitama. Because there it's mitami the person, and therefore there we say shtia kachila. Fraktemor chadami chadaloi asya, tesi chadami tarti. You can't learn one from one. What about one from two? Tesi chadami tarti. Learn one from two. In other words, write two of them and learn one from two. So that's the Gemara high taste. What are you going to learn? Lo lichtov rachmana b'nevela v'teisi mihanech. Don't write by nevela and then learn from chametz and chelev. No. Malahanech chametz v'chelev shekein anish karis. Chametz and chelev are karis, so you can't learn nevela from there. Lo lichtov rachmana b'chametz v'teisi mihanech. Don't write by chametz and chametz will be learned from nevela and chelev. No. Malahanech shekein lo yisalam shas kosher. Nevela was never permitted, nor was the heilig, not so heilig, but nor was chelev. Chametz had a shas kosher. Lo lichtov rachmana b'chelev. Don't write rachmana b'chelev b'teisa mehanech and learn from nevela and chametz. Malahanech, you can't learn from there. Shekein lo hoter mechlala. Turn b'chelev shoter mechlala. Nevela was not hoter mechlala. Was never mutter, and neither was chametz, but chelev was because of chelev of. Now the Gemara says, "Umayniu." Where do we find that chelev is hutter mechlalo? Ilam, if you're going to say chelev behema legavoa, the chelev of behema to Hashem. No. We could be doicha that nevela nami yishterai. Maligas of legavoa. So just like we find chelev behema legavoa, we also find maligas of legavoa as beseder. And therefore, you can't say that that's how chelev is different, because by nevela also we find malikas of legavoa's mutter. So if you want to say hoter mechlalo, hoter chelev chaya lehedyot, like we said before, the chelev of a chaya is mutter to a hedyot. So Gemara says, no, nevela nami yishterai malika dechatas of lekoyhanim. Kohanim aladi dechatas of, it's also mutter for them. So you see, it's also hoter mechlalo. La'olam chelu chay lehedyot. No, really, it's chelu chay lehedyot. I have a kasha koyhanim. Kohanim are allowed to eat malikas chatas ha'of. It's not a kasha because kohanim shulchan kavua kozachu. Not reading the Torah, they're reading what's they're reading from the Mizbeach. There's Zohar from Shulchan Gavoa. And we only find this heter by Mizbeach and not by Hedyot. So by a Hedyot, only by Chelev you can say Hutter Mechlala. Okay, so Ad Kan, Baruch Hashem, we were Zohar to learn Sigis HaGemara. And so what's the Kushya Se'olam on Ravina, who holds that there's a heter for Kohanim by Malika? You might think we also matir them Nevela and Shreifa. So Frechteveld, Mizem Muchach, that Nevela and Shreifa aren't mutter la Kohanim. Because if so, Nevela would be Hutter Mechlala, the Hutter la Kohanim. Shapir, and then we could be able to learn Chalev from it. And we wouldn't need Nefesh by Chalev. In other words, what did the Gemara want to say? The Gemara wanted to say that Chalev is different. Because Chalev is Hutter Mechlala. And Nevela is not. But according to Ravina, Nevela is Hutter Mechlala. Because it's Mutter La Kohanim. What does Ravina say? Ravina says that since Ishtri Malika Legabayu, for Kohanim Malika is permitted, it's not from the Mizbech, it's permitted for Kohanim. So you might think a regular Nevela is also permitted. So Kamash Milan, that we forbid a Nevela to them, to Kohanim. So if that's true, if Ravina is correct, then why can't we learn Chelev from Nevela? Why don't we say Lo Lechto Rachmana B'Chelev and learn Menaha Mehanach? It can be learned from Chametz, which is a Chi of Kares, and from Nevela. And it says, no, these aren't Hutter Mechlala. But Chelev is Hutter Mechlala. Ma Pitom? Nevela is also Hutter Mechlala, according to Ravina. Because Ravina says that Ishtri Malika. So we'd like to answer Kushya Se'olam. So if that's true, that you don't need to write, you don't need to aser chelev, then the word nefesh telling you that chelev is aser, chelev shekamo is aser, is superfluous. So we could be mitaritz this kasha with pashtus based on what the Pnei Yehoshua says in the Kuntres Acharon to Maseches Kedushin. To ask on the Gemara that learns its Tzrichusa, shegimel pa'amim nefesh l'rabba sheshoise. Lama li Tzrichusa? Ha'i hava yalfinan b'ma'at sad. Lo hava be'aynish. Pnei Yehoshua asks in the Gemara, why do you need three times to say nefesh legabe the shaisa? It says nefesh legabe chelev, the rabbi says shaisa, and it says nefesh, the rabbi says shaisa by chametz. And it says nefesh the rabbis of shoisa by nibla soif tar. So why and the Gemara gives it tzrichusa? Why you need all three? So frekta pnei Yehoshua, if we would learn b'ma'at sad minavela b'chametz. If we learn that just like Nevela and Chametz you're not allowed to drink, so to Chelev, then the Chelev wouldn't have an Onish. Because ain't Onshin Menadin. And even by Mamatzinu ain't Onshin Menadin. So you need Chelev by each one to tell you that there's Karis and Malkus. Because you would think if you wouldn't learn from anywhere else, you would say, Ein Onshin, Ein Onshin Min Adin. So in each of these cases is an Onish. Either Kares by Chelev and Chametz, or by Nevela, this Malkus. But you have to write it by each one to tell you there's a punishment. Otherwise, Ein Onshin Min Adin. So what's the Gemara making a Tzrichusa for? If Ein Onshin Min Adin, you need to write it just for the Onish. And for the Chasam Sofer, and his Chedushin Techulin, Ein Achinami. We can say the Pasuk is telling us about Malkus. Alakach Derech Hashas, Kishamotze Teretz Acher, Tfei Adif Leilema, Ha Teirutzim, Alam Adukala Malkus Ayater. You're right, you could say that it's for the punishment, but if we have another Teretz, we go for that. So it emerges according to this, that Aliba De Emes, the Pasuk of Nefesh by Chelev, is needed Linyan Onesh. And that it says, it's Tzrichus in the Gemara is Lav Dafka. You don't need it necessarily for the Tzrichus. So now we can say, that Tzakadai Dechamina Daliba De'emes, Nevel is also Hutter Mechlalo. And it's Mutter Bachila Lakoyhanim. And it's not Akasha. Why do we need Nefesh by Chelev? Because we need Nefesh by Chelev for Malkus. Because Ein Onshin Min Adin. So that answers the Kushya Se'olam. Kushya Se'olam was that there's no heter for Kohanim to eat the Nevela and a Trefa. Because otherwise, Nevela is Hutra Machlalo, because it's Hutra La Kohanim, and then we can learn Chelev from it, and then you don't need Nefesh by Chelev. But yet, according to Ravina, Ravina holds that we are Matir a Nevela to a Kohen. According to Ravina, we are Matir and Avela to a Kohen, because he writes, Sagadai Techamina, whole of history, Malika Lekabayu. So you see that it is Hutter Mechlala. We do allow a Nevela to a Kohen when a bird is Malikar. So you might think Nevela is also Mutter. So according to that, then go back to the Gemara in Chulin and Kufchaf, and we'll come out that you don't need Chelev by Chelev. You don't need the word nefesh by chelev to include shoyse, because you can learn it from nevela, which is also hutra mechlala. Just like chelev is hutra mechlala, so to nevela is hutra mechlala. So you can learn from nevela. That choice is aser. So the teretz is v'nein achinami, nevela is hutra mechlalo according to Ravina, but there's still not a kash of why you need nefesh legabe chelev, even though it can be derived from Nevela and Chametz. There's no question of why you need Chelev, simply because it's telling you that you're getting punished, that you're getting Malkus for eating Chelev. But there's still going to be a punishment, because Ein Onshin Min Adin. That the punishment applies, there's Kares, there's Malkus. The punishment applies even to Chelev. That's why you need the word Nefesh. However, of Meshulam Igra, in his Tshuvis, in Aruchayim, in Simen Mem Aleph, answers the Kasha of the Pnei Yoshua differently. Again, what was the Pnei Yoshua's kasha? Why did he need a Tzrichusa for the word nefesh, the rabbos is hashosa, where are you going to find punishments? If you learn from ma'atzad, from nevel and chametz, then chelev isn't going to have an onish, because ain't on shimon adin. So answers Rabbi Meshulam Igra, again, or Chaim Mem Aleph Beis, that the law, we don't say that you need nefesh by chelev, because if ain't on shimon adin, based on the kash and toisim psach mukhaf dalet amit beis, diru maslil elachul and kufi dalet beis, diru maslil verotfan. And why do I need a pasuk of nefesh? The rabbis are shaysa. It's asim mishum tam ki ikar, and we pass him tam ki ikar's day raisa psachim and dalet amit beis. That's the kash of tosis. Why do I need nefesh? The rabbis are shaysa. Asim and alzik tam ki ikar. And for tosis, as a Rishon grants his kash of tosis based on the tosis and chul and sadi tes amid aleph. Dear Masl Rav Amar, the name of the Rimi or Alliance, that even though tam ki ikar's day raisa, no, this is no malchus. There's no malchus for tam ki ikar, even though it's asur daraisa, and there's only an essay. That's what Tosfos says. So if so, you need the word nefesh. The rabbis is ashoisa, because tam ki ikar would only make it an essay, and there's no malchus. So comes the pasuk nefesh, the rabbis malchus, that answers the kash of Tosfos. I said, why don't you nefesh the rabbis of Shoyse? It's Asur al-Tam Kikr. The answer is Beseder, but that's only going to be an assay. How do you know malchus? You need nefesh to tell you malchus. The Magid Mishnah in Machal Sasuros 2:1 writes that when something's already Asur, Belav habo mechlal essay, Asa anshin min adin. If something is already Asur, when it's a lav haba mechlal asay, then what's the din? Onshin min hadin. In other words, if it's a ready usur, if you have a kal v'chomer, learning one from the other, and it's a ready usur because of a lav haba mechlal asay, then you do get malchus if it's learned from another lav. So now we understand why the Gemara needs a tzrichus of nefesh three times the rabbis sashayse. We ask, why do we need the Shrichusa? We need it for Onesh. So the answer is that here you can't say that you needed to tell us about Malchus. That's what the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha was. Pnei Yeshua's Kasha was, why do I need it? How can you ask that? How can you have a Shrichusa? Gimel Pama Nefesh, the rabbis are Shoyse, you don't need the Tzrichusa. You can learn it, because if you would have learned it from Matzad, then there'd be no Onesh. The answer is no. You can't say that it's coming to tell us that there's an Onesh, because there's already an Isser Essay. What would we say the Isser Essay was? We said there's already an Isser Essay, Al Tam Keiker. So once there's an Isser Essay, Onshin Min Adin. So it can't be that the word nefesh is to tell you the onesh, because you already have an onesh, because it's a lav haba mechlal essay, and memeil onshin min adin. It's a lav haba mechlal essay because of tam ki ikar, and therefore onshin min adin, and therefore the Gemara needs the Gemara could learn Onesh one from the other. So again, the Gemara's Kasha is now a good Kasha. Why do I need Nefesh all three times? So for that, we have an added Tzrichusa to show that no, each one couldn't have been learned from the other ones. So you see that the two Drachim, why the Gemara needs a Tzrichusa of Nefesh, L'Rabbis is Hashayse, L'Gabi Chalof, L'Chalif. Even though you could say that the pasuk is needed for an onesh, because ain onshin min adin. So we have two drachim. And these drachim are talui if we say tam kikr is daraisa or not daraisa. L'man di'amar tam kikr daraisa, and we don't need the pasuk for an onesh. Because since the Isser is already a Ba Mechlal Essay, because Tam Kikers Daraisa, it's already Aser, Balav B'machal Esay, Onsh Min Adin, and therefore you don't need the Pasuk for an Onesh. And according to that, that we say in the Gemara, that Chelev is Hutter Mechlalo, and Nevela is not Hutter Mechlalo, that's Dafka. That's absolutely correct. Because otherwise, you don't need the Nefesh of Chelev, you don't need the Nefesh of Chelev for Onesh, because Onsh Min Adin, if you hold Tam Kikers Daraisa. So why then do you need the word Nefesh? You need Nefesh to tell you that it's Bechlal Aser to drink it, because Chelev is Hutter Mechlala. Chelev has a special Heter, Legabe Chaya. So you would think you're also allowed to drink it. So Kamash Malan, you're not. So that's all. If you hold Tam Kikers Daraisa, then you would hold Onshim and Adin. Pasuk isn't needed for Onesh. And that it says in the Gemara that Chela was Hutter Mechlalo and Avela is not, is Dafka. You can learn one from the other. And therefore you need a Pasuk to tell you also about Chela. But Laman Damar Tam Kikers Lav Daraisa. And if so, there's no Isser Abba Mechlal Esay. And therefore, Ein Onshin Min Adin. So you taka need the Pasuk for this, to tell you the Onesh, that there's an Onesh by Chelev, because Ein Onshin Min Adin, Kekush Yisa Pnei Yoshua. And if so, we have to say that the Gemara does its Tzrichus is Lav Dafka. It's not necessary, like the Chasim Sofer said. You don't even need the Tzrichusa, because it's to tell you that there's going to be an Onesh. So yeah, it's Lav Dafka, just Derech Hashas. So we'd rather say that it's needed for a specific reason and not just for the Onesh. So that's the Gemara is just being more expansive, but the MS, the Pasuk, is needed for an Onesh. And that it says in the Gemara that Nevela lo hutra mechlalo is therefore lav dafka. Like the Chasim Sofer writes, that the MS, even Nevela is hutra mechlalo. Why is Nevela hutra mechlalo? Because it's mutter like Ohanim. Because an animal is malikad. Since the animal is malikad, it's mutter like Ohanim. And we don't say like the Gemara says, no, it's only because it's Mishulchan Kavua Kazachu. No, it's really mutter like Ohanim. It's hutra mechlala. And in theory, you could learn chela from Nevela. Just you don't because of Onesh. You need the extra nefesh because of Onesh. Tell you there's Onesh by chela. Oh! So this is Gevaldik. So these are the two drachim. So now we can explain that this exactly is the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan and Ravina, and our Gemara and Menachas. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds Tam Kikers Daraisa. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds, as we saw in a previous shir, that Tam Kikers Daraisa. Ve'ain Loikin Alav. Why ain't Loikin Alav? Like we saw in Tosis, Shitas Harimur Aliens. So, Lididei, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Tam Kikers Daraisa, you don't need the pasuk of nefesh legabei chelev lemalkus, because it was already aser bisser abba mechlal asay. So you can learn from Imam Atzinu gamel inyan malkus. So you don't need nefesh to tell you there's an iser of malkus by chelev, like the Magid Mishnah writes, where it's already aser b'lav abba mechlal asay. Then the rule is onshin min adin. So then we understand according to Rabbi Yochanan why the Gemara needed its richusa, that if you hold tam kizikikas daraisa, so then you don't need it for the onish. So now we understand why the Gemara really needed a Tzrichusa. And that it says that we can't learn Chela from Nevela because Chela is Hutter Mechlalo. And Nevela is not Hutter Mechlalo, is Dafka. That really is the right, that's the correct answer. And therefore it would be Muchach from this, from the fact that we need Nefesh Gabi Chelev. And it would be Muchach from this, from the fact that we need Nefesh Gabi Chelev. And the fact that it says nefesh gabi chelev, it must be that nevela is lo hutra mechlalo mid le kohanim, and therefore you need the extra nefesh by chalef to say that that there's also aser by chalef, because nevela is not utra machal, you can't learn from nevela. So according to this, that nevela lo hutra machlala la kohanim, there's never a heter nevela for kohanim. If so, the pasuk of kol nevela v'tshrefa lo yochlu kohanim is superfluous. If there's never a heter of nevela for kohanim, then kol nevela v'tshrefa is superfluous. Why would you need a pasuk to tell you that kohanim can eat nevelas? They can never eat nevelas. What are you going to tell me, malika? No, that's mishulchan gavua kazachu. But you don't hold nevelas v'tshrefa machlal la kohanim. So, if that's true, you don't need the pasuk kol nevela v'tshrefa. That's why Rabbi Yechanan holds that Eliyahu is going to darshan this parsha in the future, and he's going to tell us what it's all about, because in the meantime, it doesn't make sense. But Ravina, maybe he holds Tam Kiker is Dairaisa. Possibly the Malar Room holds otherwise, but there's a Kasha in the Malar Room. So Ravina holds that possibly. Maybe that's the Machlokas. The Tam Kiker is Lav Dairaisa. And if Tam Kiker is Lav Dairaisa, then you can't say that Shaisa Chelev is Aser. Alts Tam Kiker. And therefore, you need the pasuk of nefesh by chaylev. You can't say that it's already aser because of tam ki ikar. So why do you need the pasuk that you're not allowed to drink it? You need the pasuk to tell you need nefesh to tell you by chaylev that there's malchus. Since ain on shem and adin, if you hold tam ki ikar, then you don't need it for onish, because we say on shem adin if it's already a lava ba mechlal essay. But if you hold tam as lav kiker, then there's no essay here. There's no iser essay over here. So then why do you need the pasuk of nefesh? You need the pasuk of nefesh to tell you that there's malchus, because ain on shem adin. And therefore the tzrichusa that the Gemara makes is lav dafka. And if so, right, the whole tzrichusa of saying that nevela is different than chaylev is not necessary, because you need nefesh legabe chaylev to tell you that there's an iser, there's a chichi of malchus, there's an onish. And if so, that we say that nevela is lohutr mechlalo eitzel kohanim is lav dafka. It really is hutr mechlalo eitzel kohanim. And even so, you need the pasuk of nefesh to tell you malchus. You could learn from nevela, because it's such a machal, you could learn chela for nevela, but you need nefesh to tell you malchus. But it really is such a machal or eitzel kohanim. And if that's true, then when the kohanim are eating a nevela, it's because it's mutter for them. It's not because it's a meishochan gavok azachel. They're eating their own nevela. There's no hechrech to say that nevela is aser kohanim. You have a heter nevela by kohanim. And therefore, that's the havamin of the Gemara according to Ravina of the pasuk, that you might think hol v'ishtri malika legabayu tishtri gayon ami nevela, that since malika is mutter for kohanim, why is malika mutter for kohanim? Because nevela is hutra mechlalo, and don't ask me from the Gemara in kufchaf, because that's lav dafka, as we explained from the Rav Mishalom Egra. So so nevela, such a mechlala for kohanim, because they're allowed to eat a nevela by malika, so let a regular nevela be mutter also, not only malika. So kamash malan, that they're not allowed. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Ravina. And Rabbi Yochanan is going to dash in this in the future, because it doesn't seem to make sense. Kohanim are never allowed to eat, according to Rabbi Yochanan, nevelas. Nevelas lo hotcher mechlala. And by malika, it's only because of mishulchan gavua kazachu. So if kohanim are never allowed to eat nevelas, why didn't the pasuk to ask them? Eliyahu was going to darsh in that. And Ravina holds no. Ravina holds that it is hotcher mechlala. And memela, You might think they can eat a regular sutra mechala by malika. You might think it's therefore it's also mutter elsewhere. They can eat a vela, and that's why the pasuk tells you that it's not. So that's a beautiful pilpul, and that's the second derech we're going to go on. There's a third, there's a fourth, there's a sach tzereden, as they say in Spanish. So please God, we will hopefully continue and see more and more neflos gedolos mitoras Hashem. So please, sweet friends, stay tuned. Shalom, shalom. Bli neder, we'll be zecher to continue. Shalom, shalom.